Unlike Jesse Jackson, Barack Obama and John McCain both found themselves at an uncomfortable loss for words this week. McCain was asked by an LA Times reporter yesterday about comments made by campaign advisor Carly Fiorina.
Discussing health care, Fiorina had pointed out that there are many health insurance plans that will cover Viagra but won't cover birth control medication. Those women would like a choice, she said. The reporter reminded McCain that he had voted against legislation that would have forced insurance companies to cover birth control. When McCain didn't recall the vote, the reporter followed up.
I guess her statement was that it was unfair that health insurance companies cover Viagra but not birth control. Do you have an opinion on that?
I don't know enough about it to give you a informed answer because I don't recall the vote. I have cast thousands of votes in the Senate, but I will respond to you. It's a choice.
And now to Senator Obama, who attended a swank Manhattan fundraiser last night, in part to help Hillary Clinton pay down her campaign debt. Obama spoke for about 25 minutes, then said goodbye, and the music fired up.
Only after he left the stage did Obama realize he hadn't actually mentioned Clinton's debt. So off went the music, and he returned to the microphone.
Hold on a second, guys. I was getting all carried away. I've got one more thing that is important to do. No, don't worry. This is not the speech part, but it is important. Senator Clinton still has some debt. And I could have had some debt if I hadn't won. So I know the drill.
Two candidates used to having the last word at a rare loss for words.